Meet Darren. The character is fictional. The experience is shared by people across Northwest today. This is their story. In transport infrastructure across Widnes and Halewood, skilled workers who built Britain's railways find themselves locked out of programmes that could modernise the very networks they know by heart. Rail connections that would transform commuter access to Liverpool and Manchester remain unbuilt, while engineers with decades of experience wait for training opportunities that never materialise.
I spent 15 years keeping the railways running. Track maintenance engineer with Network Rail, started when I was 21, fresh out of college with my twin daughters just born. There's something about the precision of it that drew me in from day one. Every bolt torqued to specification, every rail joint aligned to the millimetre. You get it wrong, people die, you get it right, and thousands of commuters make it home safely without even thinking about the work that went into their journey. When they made me redundant in 2019, I knew exactly what I wanted to do next, train driving. I'd watched those Merseyrail units pull into Widnes Station every day for years, knew every signal box between here and Liverpool Central. The skills transfer made perfect sense. I understood rolling stock, track conditions, the safety systems. What I needed was the formal driver training program. I applied to Merseyrail in February 2020. Good timing, I thought. The new rolling stock was coming in. They'd need drivers who understood both the old and new systems. 3 weeks later, I got the call. Unfortunately, the training program has been suspended due to budget constraints from the Department for Transport, the recruitment officer told me. We're hoping to restart it next year, but we can't make any commitments. Fair enough, I thought. COVID was hitting everything. I'd wait it out, maybe pick up some agency work in the meantime. But 6 months later, nothing had changed. That's when I started looking wider. Liverpool City Region Combined Authority had this transport planning department, and I figured my track-level experience might translate into infrastructure planning, understanding how the network actually functions day to day, where the bottlenecks are, what upgrades would make the biggest difference. I called them in September, spoke to someone in their skills development team. "We'd love to help," she said, "but our transport planning programs have been paused indefinitely pending funding reviews. The government hasn't confirmed our budget allocation for next year." She sounded genuinely sorry about it. "Have you tried the Department for Transport directly? They might have apprenticeship schemes." So I did. Filled out the online form, ticked all the boxes for rail infrastructure apprenticeships in the Northwest. Got back a form letter 3 weeks later. "Thank you for your interest in transport careers. Investment priorities have shifted following the spending review, and there are no current openings in your area. We encourage you to check back in 12 months. "No current openings in my area." I read that line 5 times. The West Coast Main Line runs right through Widnes. The Liverpool to Manchester Railway needs constant maintenance and upgrade work. The new Merseyrail rolling stock was still being delivered. How could there be no openings? I tried Halton Borough Council next. They'd been talking for years about transport improvements, better bus links, cycling infrastructure that might actually connect to the train stations. Maybe there was something there. The woman I spoke to was helpful, but her answer was the same. "We're waiting for central government funding decisions," she said. "The transport improvement scheme has been approved at our end, but Westminster delayed the funding announcement. That was 2 years ago now. We just keep waiting." By then I was starting to see a pattern. There is no funding. Everyone said it like it was a law of physics, something beyond human control. The money just wasn't there. Simple as that. Except then I started paying attention to what was actually around me. Walking past the old British Rail Training Centre in Runcorn one afternoon, I stopped and really looked at it for the first time in years. Massive building, purpose-built workshops, railway simulation equipment visible through the dusty windows. It had been empty since 2018, but everything was still there. The tracks for rolling stock training, the signal boxes for driver instruction, the engineering bays where they used to teach track maintenance. I got talking to my neighbour Colin about it. He'd been a signalling engineer for 23 years before they let him go. Knows those systems better than the manuals do. He'd been unemployed for 3 years by then, picking up the odd bit of consulting work when Network Rail had a particularly tricky problem they couldn't solve with their younger staff. "Ironic, isn't it?" he said. "They keep saying they need experienced engineers, but there's no money to train anyone or to hire the ones they just made redundant." That's when it clicked for me. We had the people. Colin, myself, dozens of others in the same situation. We had the building sitting there empty with all its equipment intact. We had the railways themselves crying out for investment and skilled workers. The Liverpool City region had approved plans for new rail connections that would let people commute to Manchester without changing trains 3 times. The studies were done, the routes mapped out, the business case proven. What exactly was it that there was no money for? The government prints the pound notes, the Treasury issues the coins. They told me they couldn't find enough of those pieces of paper and metal to connect the skilled workers standing ready to work with the training centre sitting empty and the railway network that desperately needed both. I used to accept that excuse. Sounded reasonable, like when my household budget runs short and we have to put off fixing the boiler. But the government isn't a household. It doesn't have to save up coins in a jar before it can spend them. It creates the money when it decides to spend it. The real question was never about money. It was about whether the people existed, whether the skills could be taught, whether the materials were available. They were. All of them. The excuse wasn't a fact. It was a choice wrapped in the language of impossibility. Every time someone in the Department for Transport said budget constraints, they meant, we have decided not to deploy the resources that exist. Every time the Treasury delayed a funding decision, they meant, we are choosing not to create the money that would put these people to work. I understand now what I didn't understand when I first got that call from Merseyrail. This isn't just my story. It's the story of every constituency where skilled people and urgent needs exist side by side, while someone in Westminster says the cupboard is bare. The cupboard was never bare, it just wasn't open for us.
What Darren experienced has a name: logical fallacy. A logical fallacy occurs when someone makes an argument based on a false comparison. If I said goldfish bowls and oceans are the same because both contain water, you'd spot the error immediately. The scale, the ecosystem, the very nature of how they function are completely different. Every time someone told Darren there is no money, they were making exactly this kind of false comparison. They were treating the UK Treasury like a household budget. When your household runs short of cash, you genuinely cannot spend what you do not have. But the UK government issues pounds sterling. It does not need to find them before it spends them. The constraint is not money, but resources. People, skills, materials, time. In Darren's story, all those resources were sitting idle. The empty training centre in Runcorn, the unemployed engineers like Colin, the approved transport schemes waiting for funding decisions. The real constraint was never the money. It was the political choice to treat a currency issuer like a household saving up for an extension. The resources existed. The people existed. The decision not to connect them was political, not financial. Widnes and Halewood ranks 151 out of 543 English constituencies on the English Indices of Deprivation 2025, placing it in deprivation decile 3. The constituency has 658 registered charities according to the Charity Commission Register. Total grants received amount to £10.9 million according to 360 Giving Grant Navy. All sources are published at blockedbritain.co.uk. Blocked Britain tells the stories of people whose lives are shaped by the gap between what Britain needs and what its institutions choose to provide. Every character is fictional. Every situation is drawn from official statistics. Produced by Blocked Britain.